Today's daf is daf lamed ches. We got to the top of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, "Hamafgid peros etel chavero." A person gives fruit for his friend to watch over. Afilu hein avudin. Even if you see the fruit are going bad, lo yiga behen. You shouldn't touch them. Let them go bad. And Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer mochin b'fnei bezin. No, you don't want it to go bad. You should sell it in front of bezin. Mipnei shu kemeshiv aveda lebaylam. It's like returning it, letting the guy's property go to waste. And if you don't return it, you're violating Hashavas Aveda. So you should sell them and hold on to the money and return the money when it comes back to them. This is all by a shomer. So the Acharon point out, this machlokas only exists by shmira. But let's say you found a Aveda, you found someone's fruit on the floor and it's going bad, then even Chachamim would agree you should sell them. Because by the shomer, I give you fruit, I know they're going bad and I haven't decided to pick them up from you, that's my fault. But by the guy who lost his fruit, doesn't know where they are, he has no idea what the status is. So then it's really going to get lost. Even the Chachamim will agree that you should sell them. Okay, there's a lot to talk about in Lamdus and there's Machna Ephraim here, but I think we're going to go right there because it's very late. So Mara says, my Taima, what's the reason for this? Why would you sell them? Why would you keep them according to Chachamim? Why would you not sell them? So Amar Rav Kana, Adam wrote to Bekav Shalom, Mitisha Kavan Shechaveir. A person prefer his own Kav that he worked on his own, that apple, than buy someone else's nine times that amount of apples. So that's his understanding. And the Rashash points out, according to this, look at Rashi first. Rashi says, Kav Shalo, Chaviva Alav Aydei She'amal Behen. He worked very hard on them. So he wants. So Rashash says, let's say a guy bought the apples in the Shuk and he didn't work on them. He just bought them. So according to that, then this wouldn't be the din. Maybe it's not that he doesn't feel connected to the apple that he bought in the Shuk. So then maybe in that situation, Chachamim would agree you should sell the apples because it's not so Chaviv to him. Others say no. The fact that he went to the shuk to go buy it, that's also some level of amelus where he would feel somewhat attached to it. So this machlok is about when he bought the apples, would it have the same din of not to sell, he'd rather keep his own one kav, even though it goes bad, than nine kavim of someone else's. That's the understanding of Rav Kahana. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Amar, Chayshinan Shema Asan Hamafkid Chuma Umayisha Amakam Acher. The reason why you don't sell them, says the Chachamim, let's say the guy says, you know what, I left fruit with Reuven. I'm going to just make that Meiser and Chuma. I have fruit in my house, which is Tevel. And the only way to remove the Tevel, I want to eat it, is to make Chuma Meiser. So I don't have the Chuma Meiser in my hand, those fruit. I'll make that Chuma Meiser over there. And therefore now I have Chuma Meiser in my hand. I'm the Shomer watching it, which he just made this into Chuma Meiser. I sell it to some other guy to eat. He's going to get the Isser. If he's not a Kohen, he can't eat this stuff. So since we don't know what the owner did with the fruit that's in my possession right now, better to leave it as is. Now there's a problem, we're not going through Tosa, but Tosa says there's a concept that you have to do minamukaf. You're supposed to do chuma maisa when all the fruit are together in the same place. How is this guy going to do chuma over there? It's an isser to do that. So Tosa addresses that question, but not for now. So again, why do I not sell the fruit that I'm watching? Either because the guy rather his own fruit than someone else's fruit, or because maybe the guy made it into Chumar Meiser, and if I sell it to somebody in person, a non-Kohen might eat it. So the Gemara says, Meisive, Hamafkid Peros Eitel Chavero, Arezel Oiga Behen. If you give fruit to someone, you shouldn't touch him if you're the Shomer. So Lefikach, therefore, Bahabayas Osel Son Chuma Umaisa Makamacher. Therefore, since the Bahabayas knows I'm not going to sell it, he's allowed to now take Chuma Meiser from it. So the Gemara says, Bishma, this makes sense according to Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana says the reason why I don't sell it is because he rather his own fruit. Once you establish I won't sell it, that now allows the Baal to make a Truman Meister since I'm not going to sell it. Because if I sell it first, he can't make a Truman Meister if someone else owns it. He doesn't know where it is anymore. So again, since Rav Kahana says I can't sell it because that guy rather his own fruit, it's in my possession still, that allows the owner to use it for Truman Meister. But Ella, according to Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, my Lefikach. There's no Lefikach. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak says the reason why I can't sell it is because the Baal may have made a Chuma Meiser in the first place. According to this Braisa, Chuma Meiser is the response that he's allowed to. That's a reaction. But according to Rav Nachman, that's really the reason why I'm not allowed to sell it. So the Gemara says, Halchikamah, the way you read the Braisa is, Hashad Amar Rabbanan Lo Nizbein Zichashinan. Since the Rabbanan say you shouldn't sell it, the Rabbanan of the Mishnah says you don't sell it, the Fikach Bal Habayis Oso Son Chuma Maisa Al Makom Acher. Therefore, you're allowed to sell it. The Baal's allowed to do this. So look at Rashi. Look at Rashi says. Rashi says, Hashta Dama Rabbanan Lo Tazvin De Chashinon Shema Asan Hamafkid Chuma Harehein Becheska Shalom Nikru Vosan Bal Habayis. So now, I'm the shomer. So Rabbanan say, I cannot sell the guy's fruit because there's a possibility that he might have taken Truma Meiser and now this becomes Truma Meiser in my possession. It's a possibility. So now once Chacham say we're concerned that of that happening, we go back to Baal and say, L'chachila, you're allowed to do this. L'chachila. So now that we know I'm insured to not sell this property, the fruit, that now gives you the right, L'chachila, L'fikach, to go ahead and use it for Truma and Meiser. So Gemara now says further, Amar Rabba Bar Barchan, Amar B'Yochanan, Machlokas B'Chadei Chesronan. This whole debate of whether you should sell it or not in the Mishnah is only if it's losing, it's rotting in a normal rate, Kederach Shar Tevuo, says Rashi, in a normal fashion. Aval Yosem B'Chadei Chesronan, but if it's going at a very fast paced rate, it's going bad very, very quickly, Divrei Akol Mochrin V'Bezdin. Everybody agrees, even the Tanakama agree that you should sell it in front of Bezdin. So Gemara says, "Ader of Nachman bar Yitzchak v'Adai Pligi." So this statement of Rabbi Yochanan certainly disagrees with Rabbi Nachman bar Yitzchak, who holds that you may have sold it elsewhere. Right? According to Rabbi Nachman bar Yitzchak, even if the fruit are going really bad, I can't sell it because there's still that chashash that maybe this is Truma Maisa. I don't know what the Baal did, so according to Rabbi Nachman, you never ever sell the fruit, no matter how bad it gets. The fact that Rabbi Yochanan says if it gets so bad you could sell it certainly argues in Rabbi Nachman bar Yitzchak. But then the Gemara says, what about Rav Kana, Milema Pligi? Does it argue in Rav Kana? Rav Kana says you don't sell it because the guy prefers his one kav. Now, how far is the guy willing to take it? How much does he really love his fruit? Does he love his fruit when it goes bad at a regular rate? Does he even love the fruit if it gets really, really bad? How much does he love his fruit? So the Gemara asks, this Shiloh, Ki Kamar Rav Kana, when Rav Kana says don't sell it, Bichtei Chasronon Kamar, only when it's rotting at a very regular pace. So doesn't it kamar? Doesn't it say he loves it one of his own more than nine of the other? It's a very fast rate of rotting. I rather one rot. That means his fruit are so bad. He rather, even though it's going to go very, very bad, he rather one of his and nine of something else. That's how badly he loves his fruit. So certainly, even if it's really yosem yichesronan, you shouldn't sell it. So it sounds like from this, Rav Yochanan even argues on Rav Kahana. The Gemara says, Guzma ba'alma. That ratio of 1 to 9 is a Guzma. It doesn't really mean that. It still seems to be a suffix. How far is Rav Kahana willing to say a person loves his fruit? Unclear. If it's only when it's going at a regular rate of rotting, or it goes even at a fast pace. Gemara asks a question on Meisive. The Fikach Bal HaBayis Oso Son Chuma U'Maiser Al Makom Acher. So a person could do Chuma Maiser on Makam Acher, he's allowed to do this. That's what we said above. Since we know that I, as a Shomer, am not going to sell it, so the Baal is allowed to do Chuma Meiser in his house. So, how do you know? How could the Baal Bias do this? Let's say the fruit that I'm watching goes so bad at a very fast rate, whereby we just saw above, I'm allowed to sell the fruit. So, maybe the fruit went so bad, and I sold it. Now, that Baal Bias doesn't know I sold it. So he thinks it's still in my possession and he tries to take Truma Meiser. But the Truma Meiser doesn't take place because I sold it off to somebody else now. And he goes ahead and eats his fruit, but Kachla Tevlon, but he's eating his fruit as Tevel. Because it wasn't a good Truma Meiser, because I sold off the fruit, because the fruit was going so bad. So how could we ever let a Baal Bias take Truma Meiser if there's always a possibility that I sold the fruit when it went so bad? So the Gemara says, no, it's not really a concern because Yosem Michtei Chasonan Lo Shchiach. It's not so common that it rots at such a fast pace, and therefore it's safe for the Baal Bias to assume that the fruit are still currently in my possession. So the Gemara says, E Mishtakach, but let's say it does happen, that they rot very fast. My Mizav Ninulu, what would you do? You'd sell them. V'leichesh, but now if I'm selling them because they're getting so bad in that unlikely circumstance, so now, how can I sell them? Lecha Shema Asan Baal HaBayis Chuma Meiser Al Makom Acher. But now, it's possible that the Baal HaBayis made this fruit in my possession now as Chuma Meiser. Now I'm selling Chuma Meiser to someone else, and he's a Zar. So Gemara says, Inachanami, you're right. Kimiz Avinin, when I sell the fruit of this other person, Nami Lekonim, the Dmei Chuma Mesavinin Lei, I sell it to Kohanim only. You're allowed to sell Chuma, you can. You sell it for a very cheap price to Kohanim, and therefore there's no concern if the Kohen eats it. Even though it's possible that Shuma Meiser, the Kohen is allowed to eat them. So then the Gemara says, fine, that's a good solution. So then, Ula Rav Nachman bar Yitzhak Nami, according to him as well, Nizav Ninhu Lekwanim B'dvei Truma. According to Rav Nachman, who was concerned with this as well, that maybe the Baal Bayis made it in Truma Meiser, that's why I can't sell it in the first place. So if you sell it to a Kohen, you'll get around the problem as well. So the Gemara says, Beha Pligi. That's the Machlokas. What's the Machlokas? The Rabba Bar Bar Chana Savar Yoser Michde Chasronan Lo Shchiach Midi. It's so unlikely that the fruit are going to go so bad. V'chi Mishtakach L'kamehu D'hava Yes Michde Chasronan. So when it's found in front of him that it went so bad, I Avid Lahu Baal Bayis Truma Umaisa Mokam Acher Mikamei D'hava Yoser Michde Chasronan Avid Lev. So it's very possible when the Baal Bayis sold it, he most likely did it prior to, he most likely took truma prior to my selling of it. Hokach ki havalu yelser michdei chasronan nivzeninu lekohanim. So when it does get to the point of being so bad, I could sell it to kohanim b'dmei truma. That's how he gets around the issue. So because Rabbi Bar Chana thinks it's so unlikely that it'll ever get to that point. But according to Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, he thinks it's very, very common that it goes bad. And if it happens, it happens right away. It doesn't take time. It happens right away, the rotting. If it's bad, it's bad right away. If you say you're allowed to sell it, so sometimes what's going to happen is, I as a shomer, I'm going to have fruit. I see it's bad within a few first minutes. I'll sell it off right away, so I'm going to sell it off. And then v'chi avid lehu baal bayis truma and ma'isa al makam acher, and the baal bayis tries to take truma ma'isa, not knowing lo yada d'zavni. He didn't know that I sold this. He ends up eating teva because his truma ma'isa, which he thought was good, wasn't really good because I sold it off. So really, the debate here between Rabbi Bar Bar Chana and Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak is it when fruit goes bad, like very bad, does it happen? Is it noticeable right away, or it happens only after a long period of time? And that's a shaila. In which case, it's telling us whether or not the selling or the taking truma ma'aser, which one will come first. That's the machlokas. Fine, weiter.
What's the stam halacha? If you have truma, you put something in truma ma'aser and you don't do anything with it, it rots.
Truma ma'aser and it rots?
You put it aside, you have mechuyu to take on new.
No. You have to give it to the kohen. The Mishnah tells us, it's brought down in Maseches Brachos, that you have to give the Yafi. You really should give the best fruits to the Kohanim. That's a din.
Right, but I'm saying here, he's not going to be over any Yisr.
No.
But here's just a chash that.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong. You could do that. You could take Chuma Maisa on anything. It's ideal to make it on the Yafa, Peros Yafos, but if not, it still is good. So Gemara, if you're Mazik it, that's a different story, but he wasn't Mazik anything. It just took its natural course. Gemara now quotes another question. Meisive hamafkid peros etzel chavero virkivo. A guy had given fruit to somebody to watch, and the fruit went bad. Yain vehichmitz, the wine, and it went sour. Shemen vehivish, the oil went bad. Dvash vehivish, the dvash went bad. Hareza loiga behen divrei Reb Meir. Now this Gemara, by the way, is against one of the Snapple caps. Snapple caps say that honey is the only food that never goes bad. So this Gemara says not true. It says dvash vehivish, honey could also go bad. Anyways, these things. Says Rabbi Meir, that don't go lo yigaben. Don't touch these things. Even if it goes bad, leave it as is. Chachamim omrim oselhem takana. You do some type of takana. We'll see what the takana is in a moment. Umochin bebezin, and you could sell it in bezin. You should sell it in bezin. Uchshehu mochin laachirim vein mochin laasma. When you do this, when you sell it to others. Don't sell it to yourself because there's a concern. People will be choshed you. You're selling it to yourself for a good price. So you can't sell it to yourself. Sell it to somebody else. Similar kiyotzibo. Gabe tzedakah, who collects money, bizman she'ein lahem aniyim, when there's no money l'chalik, there's no aniyim to, Baruch Hashem, there's no aniyim to give out to, so you can't do anything with the tzedakah, you have to hold on to it until aniyim come. So what you should do is, port in l'acherim. You don't want, sometimes the coins go bad if you leave them in certain types of prutas nechoshes. So you should give them to other people for larger coins that maintain themselves much better. So vein port in l'atman, but don't exchange them with yourself because people are going to negotiate with you that you're exchanging the money at a not a fair value. So then the Gemara says further. And furthermore, gabai tamcho, a guy collects food for aniyim, bizman shein lahem aniyim lechalik. The food's going to go bad. There's no one to give it to. So he should be mochin l'achem, sell it to people. But vein mochin l'atman, but he shouldn't sell it to himself because again, we're concerned maybe he's taking himself a nice deal, sell it to other people. I think this is the Mishnah that the Gemara applies the din of Hinakim. What's the pasuk they say? be some nekim l'Hashem. You should be nekim. Make sure just to cover all your bases. Be some nekim. Cover your bases. Not be shem bechoshed you. Choshed b'ksher. The Gemara says what we see from this Reiser Mishnah here. Katani Mias. We see from all this though. Peris of your kivu. If fruit go bad, it says according to Rabbi Meir, you don't touch them at all. So my lava filu yesemich dechesonon. So we see that even if the fruit goes so bad, yesemich dechesonon, more than it should, Rabbi Meir Paskins, you shouldn't sell them. So that answers our question above, that you shouldn't sell them if they're yesemich dechesonon. It's a question on Rabbi Yochanan, who said that if it's yosemich dechesonon, you should sell them according to everybody. But this price says, no, you don't sell it even if it does go yesemich dechesonon. Or it says, no, lo, b'chdechasonim. This Bryce, this Mishnah is talking about a case where it's going at a regular pace. That's how Rabbi Meir says not to sell them. But Eina Hanami, Rabbi Meir would agree, if it was Yoser, he would agree to Rabbi Yochanan, you should sell it. Ah, v'hai yayin v'hichmet, shemen v'hivish, dash v'hidvish, the yesem b'chdechasonim. You know, these examples, when wine goes sour, that's more, that's a lot, that's a fast pace. So Gemara says, shiny honey, came in the come and come. These examples are different. Once they are bekilkel, it's no way of fixing it. Look at Rashi, the last Rashi in the Amud here. Kaven the come, me'achash amdu bekilkel. And once it's established as being going bad, harekvar amdu v'lois kalkul me'ata yosur. Once it's bad, there's no grade. It's either good or bad. It doesn't like go at any paces. There's nothing to talk about. There's no yosur mechatronim when it comes to these types of foods. So Gemara says, fine. Okay. So now the Gemara wants to know a side point here. Shemen v'hivish, dvash v'hidvish, lemai chazu. So the Gemara says, what should you do if it goes bad? You sell it. Who's going to want to buy bad honey? Who's going to want to buy bad oil? What's the relevance of it? So the Gemara says, shemen chazu legaldai. It's fit for, Rashi says, rubbing oil on leather. It helps the oil. And dvash l'ktisha, and dvash hel l'ktisha, the gamla, which helps, apparently, I'm not sure exactly, on the camel of some sort, to carry
camel
loads.
Camel
sores. Oh, okay.
Sores.
Fine, helps with that. So that's, some people will find some use there. So then the Gemara says, Chachamim Omrim, we said above in the Braisa, also just trying to clarify a side point, Oselhem Takana Umochen Bebezim. What you should do is, you should fix the honey and fix the oil and then sell it. So my Takanta, Avilu, what Takana will you do? It's already bad. You can't make bad wine go good and bad oil become good. So what it says is, Amar Ravashi Lekankanim, to fix the kankanim, meaning if you leave the oil and the wine in the bottles will go bad. So you don't want to ruin your bottles. So empty the oil out into some other container, save the bottles, and then sell the oil, sell the honey. But my kamifiki, so what's machlok is whether or not you should save the bottle or not. According to Rabbi Meir, we don't care about the bottle. According to Chachamim, we do care about the bottle. Why? What's the machlokus? So the machlokus is, the mar saver lehefsin muva chashashu, lehefsin muva lo chashashu. The value of the bottle is very, very small. So therefore, Rameh says, I don't care about the bottle. I care about the oil. But according to the Chachamim, Mar Saver Afilu Lehefsin Mu'ad Nami Chashashu. I'm even concerned with the small amount of money, even that bottle I'm concerned with, save the bottle, transfer the oil and the honey into another container, and save even the Hefsid Mu'ad. Gemara now says, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer, Yimachrim Bebezdin Bipnei Shehu Kimeshu Bavedi Labailim. You should sell the Bezdin, because sell two Bezdin, in front of Bezdin rather, in order to save the guy, but the money's going, it's being lost, it's Hashavas Aveda. So Itamar, Rabbi Abba, Rabbi Yaakov, Amr, Rabbi Yochanan, Halacha, Ki Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. We pask in that way, like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, you should sell it. And Virava, Amr, Rav Nachman, Halacha, Ki Divrei Chachamim. He paskins against that, you shouldn't sell it. How could that be? Doesn't Rabbi Yochanan say otherwise? Vaham, Rabbi Yochanan, a very famous line. Chad Zimne, Rabbi Yochanan one time said, we have this Gemara in Gittin and elsewhere. Dama Rabba Bar Barchana, Am Rabbi Yochanan, Kol Makom Sheshina, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, the Mishnah Seinu, wherever we see Rabbi Shimon Gamliel appear in the Mishnah, Halacha Kamosa, we always pask like him, says Rabbi Yochanan, Chutz, with the exception of three places, Me'arev, Vitzidan, Viraya, Achrona. But other than that, we always pask like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. And this is the statement in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. But earlier we quoted Rabbi Yochanan saying, we pask in against Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. So Gemara says, you're right, it's Amarai Ninu Valib with Rabbi Yochanan. There was a debate what Rabbi Yochanan said, whether he passed like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel in this case, or he passed like the Chacham. So now the Gemara says, Midi Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Nishma, we can learn from Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, again, who says, you should sell the guy's fruit when they're going bad. We could infer from this, the Maridin Karov L'Nichse Shavoy, you could say that, let's say you have a relative who is captured, and now his property is going bad, a Karov, a relative, should go to his property and take care of it, maintain it so it doesn't go bad. So the Rishon point out, lav dafka karov, it could really be anybody. A shachin, a friend, a neighbor, should go help. and take care of the property of the guy who's been shavuot. But from the Dirabanan Nisha, we infer the opposite. We don't go protect the property of the Shavuot. Even though it's going bad, just like the Peros are going bad and we say not to sell it, so too if the Nichse Shavuot is going bad, we don't sell it. Umimai, how do you know that's the case? How do you know you could equate the case of Peros to the case of Nichse Shavuot? Dilma ad kan lo kamar Rabban Shimon Gamliel Rahacha. Maybe Rabban Shimon Gamliel says only in the case of fruit to sell it. El Mishim de Kalya Karna. Because the entire Karen will go bad. He'll have nothing left if you don't sell the fruit. But by the case of the property, even though it's going to get damaged, you won't give him a chal karna. The karen, the property will still be there. Okay, the fruit won't be as good, but you'll still have the karen. Better to just leave it as is. He'll have something when he comes back. There'll be something to work with. So maybe don't sell by the nichasim. And the opposite svara. V'yad kan lo kama rabbanan and hacha. Rabbanan only say here, not to touch the fruit, don't sell it. Ela ikrav kana ikrav nachum bar Yitzhak, one of the two reasons we saw before. Either because a guy wants his own fruit more than anybody else's fruit, or because we're concerned that maybe the Baal made this into Truma Meister, so you can't sell it anymore. But there, by the case of Nechasim, Hachnami de Maridin, it's not Shayach for this case. There's no Truma Meister to make on the property. And there's no Tav that a person wants. You're just protecting his land. So maybe in that case, Rabban would agree that you should go down to the property. Fine. So it's not Meruchach to say this. So Gemara says, Lameimer, is this to suggest the Trei Taima Ninu? Is this to say that there are two different reasonings then? If we're saying they're not connected, so it means the case of the Peros and the case of Nichse Shavoy, the two different reasons, and they're not Haba Hatalia. But the Vahal Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel Halacha Rabban Shimon Gamliel. Didn't he paskin like Rabban Shimon Gamliel in the case of the fruit that you can't sell it? And he also paskin the Amar Shmuel Moridin Karov Le Nichse Shavoy, that a person can go down to the property of the Shavuot. So we see that they are connected to each other. You paskin the same way. La mishum dechad taimehu. Is it not because they have the same reasoning that you're trying to protect the person's property? Lo, Gemara says not true. Trei taimehu. There are two different reasons. Even though we paskin that you should go sell the fruit and you should protect the property, it's not because of the same reason. They're two different reasons. Happens to be we're paskin both to sell the property to take care of it, but doesn't mean it's the same reason. And the Gemara says hachanami mistaver. It's also very logical to say this. Damar Rava, Amar Rav Nachman, Halacha Kedivei Chachamim, Amar Rav Nachman, Marid and Karav L'Nichse Shavuot. So apparently Rav Nachman paskins differently. He paskins in the case of fruit that you should not sell it, you shouldn't touch them like the Chachamim, yet when it comes to the Nechasim of the Shavuot, you should go touch it, you should protect it. So Ela Shmamina, we see from here that Trei, Taimininu, Shmamina, they come from two different reasons. Okay, let's finish off the Yamad here. The Gemara now says further. Itmar Shavuot Shenishba. If a Shavai was held captive, Rav Amar Ein Maridin Karav L'Nechasav. He says we shouldn't go down to the property, just let the Nechasim stay. Shmuel Amar Maridin Karav L'Nechasav. You should go down to the property. So the Gemara says, B'shish Shama Bo Shemes Kuli Amalo Pligi the Maridin. If you hear that he dies, everybody agrees you go, you Maridin. You do go take care of the property. Now Tosa points out something very important here. It's not a case of Shnei Edim. If there are two Edim that the guy died, it becomes your property then. So, Marid or not, it's yours. You're the Yorish. So it's a case where you hear an Eid Echad, where a person says it's not enough Eidus to testify they died, but there's enough to work with that, okay, it's safe to assume that there's a possibility that maybe you're going to be the Yorish. Go ahead and take care of it. He may have died. But again, if it's two Eidim, you vada, you own it. So of course you go down to it. Our discussion here now, if there's one Eid that you heard he died, so then everyone agrees you should go down and take care of the property. You don't have no idea. He went overseas. He hasn't come back in a while. You have no idea if he died or not. No one spoke about it. So then, Rav Amar Ein Maridin, you don't go down. Dilma Mafsilu, because if you do go down to the property, you might destroy it. So better to stay hands off. But Shmuel Amar Maridin, you do go down. Why? Because Shmuel Paskins, if I go down to the property and I take care of it, I am actually able to take some of that property. I get a cut of it. Like an Aris, like a sharecropper, gets a certain percentage. So therefore, since I'm also gaining, I'm going to ensure that I'm doing a good job on the property. I have something, I'm invested in this. So therefore, I'm allowed to go down and work on the land to Shmuel. So the Gemara asks the question, so I got very angry, I will kill them. And so Gemara says, let's get out in the Pasuk here for a second. The Pasuk says, and your wives will be widows and your children will be orphans. The Gemara asks, what kind of pasuk is this? I know that if I'm going to kill them, so of course I know that the wives will be widows. What's the extra statement for? Ella ma tamer lomar vayu nishichem. What do you mean the wives will be widows? Melamed shin nishoseim mevakshos linasei vein manichinosan. That your wives, as widows, they're going to want to get remarried, and I'm not going to let them. They're going to remain widows even after the death. And your children who want to go down to your property, I won't let them. They're going to remain yesomim without any property. So what do we see from here, though? That the line here is that they're not allowed to go down to the property because you're not going to know if they're dead or not. It's okay. There's a situation where the husband and father died, but there's no edus that they're alive, so they're going to remain agunos and yesomim forever. So we see from here that if there's simply a shmua that someone died, you are not allowed to go down to the property, even children. So Gemara says, no, Amar Rava leireid ulimchor tanan. No, the Mishnah says you can't go down and sell it. You could go down and work the land and build things and help with the fruit. You can't go down and sell the land because there's a possibility the father is still alive. But again, Shmuel says you could go down and work the land. So that's how Shmuel gets out of this brisa. Gemara says, Hava ha'uvda, there's once a maisa ben harda, Upashter of Sheshes Muhammad Snisim. So one such a situation happened, and Sheshes Paskin, based on this price, he said that you're not allowed to go down to the property. The father went overseas, they didn't know what happened to him, so the children wanted to go down and start protecting the property. And they said, you can't. This price says, Ein Manichim, you don't let the sons go to the property. So came along, Rav Amram said, Dilma Leir Limchotzna. Maybe the price says that the children can go down and sell the land, but they can go down and work the land. So maybe they should go be able to work the land. So Gemara says, Amar le dilma mi pumbadisat. So Rav Sheshes says to Rav Amar, maybe you're from pumbadisat. Demailinan pile bekupa demachta. That you try to put an elephant into a small hole, meaning an impossibility. Come on, you're going to make such a shver on this reading of the Mishnah. V'ha dumya din shoseim uvneim katani. Doesn't this brisa compare women to children? Meaning what? Ma hasam klal lo af hachanami klal lo. Just like the women, there's no possibility, they can't get married at all because they're in Aguna, so two children can't go down to the Nechasim at all, not even to work the land. They can't go down at all. And for that reason, Rav Sheshes says, Hipaskin, the children can go down. Hipaskin, like Rav, Ein Maridim Karov L'Nechasif. Okay, let's go further. Gemara now says, Maridim Karov L'Nechse Shavu. So, is it Tanaihu? The idea of whether a karav could go down to the property of the shavoi is really a machlokas tanaim. Disanya, hayori l'nichse shavoi, ein motzino so miyado. If a person goes down to the property of a captured person, we don't take it out of his hand. V'lo, oh, not only that, ela afilu shama shememashmishin uban v'kidem v'talosh. Now even if he hears that he's coming back, the rightful owner's coming back, v'achle, he's able to go ahead and quickly take off all the fruit from the land and eat from it. He's a zaris and nischa. He gets paid back for all the work he did. What's a case of a property of a shvuyin? If one of his family members goes overseas, and he hears that they die, that's a case of nichse shvuyin. Now the Gemara says, Yorid l'nichse netushin motin osom yada. If he goes down to nichse netushim, so then we do remove from his hand. We don't let him work such a land. What's nichse netushin? The Gemara says ve'elu hay nichse netushin. Haresha ya aviv o'achiv o'echan min amarishin halchul hem medisayam. A relative goes overseas. V'lo shamu behem shemes. He doesn't hear that they die, so you have no right to go to the property. So we see, going overseas, you don't have the right to use the property. But then comes along, Amar Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Shemati Shea Netushim Kishvuin. He disagrees. He thinks Netushim, if you don't hear back from the relative, you can go down. It's a similar case to a Shavai where you heard that he died. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel thinks it's the same case here. So we see the Machlokas Tanayim, whether or not you could go down to a property of a person who went overseas. Hayore Lenichse Ritushin, you go to a property of Netushin, Ritushin, Motino Sam Yada, we also take it out of his hands, we don't let him. The Elohein Nichse Ritushin, what's a Nichse Ritushin? Haresha Yaviv O'Achiv O'Achiv Echem, and Amorishin Khan, they're here. Venio Dein Heichel Halchu, you don't know where they went. So that's a case of Ritushin. They're here, no one said they went overseas, but you haven't found them, I guess, in quite some time. So the Gemara says it's similar to Ritushin, and Ritushin, what's the difference? Maishna Hanach Dekarlin Ritushin. Why, when the guy goes overseas, we call him Ritushin? Umayishna hanu, how come when we don't know where he went at all, the karlai ritushin, what's the difference? So says the Gemara on the top of Lamed Tes, nitushin de bal karcho, dichsiv v'yashvis tishamtenu mitashta, which against bal karcho, afgasa de malka, right? Shvis comes afgasa de malka, it's a very important line here, the Gemara. There's a big machlokas because we showed how do we understand Shemitah. Is Shemitah afkasa de ma'alka that's against their will becomes Shemitah? Or is there an aspect, according to the Iran, that I'm supposed to actually do hefker on my own? Even though the Torah dictated to me, I'm supposed to be mafker my land on my own. This Gemara is a clear raya that's supposed to be afkasa de ma'alka, that's a gzeres melech that happens. But how do you see the tushim from here? It's Baal Karcho. That the Baal Karcho, he wants to come back, I guess, and he, look at the Rashi here, there's no Rashi here. And as we look at the contrast, the Ritushin is Midaitan. We'll read Rashi in a second. Ritushin is Midaitan. He went Midaitan. Yichsev Eim Alabanim Rocha. It's a possibility that appears in Hosea. Ritushin. So look at Rashi now. Rashi says Ritushin Midaitan. Yichsev Eim Alabanim Rutasha. Hainu Midaito Velo Shavya. Where he, on his own he went and wasn't captured. So what are we saying here? What are the two cases?
Gemara didn't speak it out before, but it sounds like the Tushim is he went to Medina Siam in captivity, and we just don't know his status.
That's even though the Gemara didn't say before there was Shavuot?
Let's see that. Shavuot was only brought where he was mace.
Right. Okay, so it seems to be a case that he was taken away. The case in the Tushim where he was taken against his will, and the Tushim is a case where he left willingly. That's the difference. Okay. Final stop here. Wow. Have a wonderful day.